asked how he achieved huge achievements in his Avodat Hashem, so he said that it was because that he sat behind one of the other tzaddikim from an elder generation, because he saw his neck all of his life in the Beit Midrash, that was what brought him to his level. So now you have a big suit here, a big suit. Baruch Hashem.
A few people from Baltimore.
No?
Two people.
Oh, wow. Amazing. You made it before the storm. Amazing. It's amazing. Baruch Hashem, we're so lucky. We're so lucky that Hashem gives us that ability to spend our life in Beit HaMidrash and to come to the Yeshiva and to want, just to want to connect ourselves with Hashem and with Am Yisrael, and just that you can have that will inside of you, it's a merit. It's something that is what huge difference there is between two people, that one really care about the others and one really don't care about nothing. It even can be a person that is religious, that he keeps Torah mitzvot, but really he doesn't care about Am Yisrael at all. They're not in his heart, they're not in his thoughts at all. And with all of that, he seems to be very righteous and very good and very, very nice. But the truth is that he is totally separated and divided from the purpose, from being part of Am Yisrael, from being part of the Holy Torah. The Torah is Torah Chaim, Torah that brings people to life, brings people to serve Hashem Yisbarach with a smile. And you know, even big tzaddikim through all of the generations, they didn't have that merit to understand the complete understanding that's actually going to be revealed in the future to come, because every one of them had his own job. Let's take for example the concept of Limud HaTorah. Through the generations, there were a lot of huge holy people, righteous people, that was mamash sacrificing themselves on Limud HaTorah, serving Hashem in Sirut Nefesh beyond human powers, learning day and night, you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're not taking care of nothing, not in their bodies, not in the houses, nothing, just putting all of their powers on Limud HaTorah and teaching other students. And amazing thing, very impressive, wonderful thing. That thing brought the Torah to this generation. Now us, we can learn Torah. Today we can open books of Torah. They, by their effort, brought the Torah to be exist for the last generation. But today, if you're going to ask the person what's the main thing is in life, if he will tell you that Limud HaTorah is the main thing for him in life, you have a problem with that. If we're talking about a righteous man that really saw in heaven that that's his purpose and that's his tikkun, so we don't have no problem with him. But if now a person puts Limud HaTorah before of things that are depends in the nefesh, in the soul, in the spirits of people, means before of parnasah, of his house, of his wife and children. Today you have a problem with that in this generation. If he will put all of his power today in this generation to learn Torah, and he's going to put it before, more important than working on his attributes, he's going to be an angry learner. Ramadan Ragzan, angry all of the time, and learning, and learning, and learning, and learning, and everyone that disturbs him from learning, he's makpid on him, he's angry at him. So what do you think with that imud? What do you think to yourself that imud counts for? What? To do what? To achieve what? So you see that today the purpose of learning Torah is different. So it's not changing the success and the importance of what that those righteous people done, but it doesn't mean that it teach us for today that we should do the same. The truth is that we should understand that they fulfilled their obligation to Hashem and they brought the Torah to us, to this generation. But today in this generation we should look for the purpose of our life today. What I should do today. And it can be that you're going to learn a little bit less, and with the other hours that you have now free in your day, you're going to do things that are going to be a lot more important than learning Torah. If now you're going to go, if, for example, today you meet a person, if you're now going to talk to him about learning Torah, it will not going to bring him to the same success as if you're going to talk to him about faith. To believe in Hashem, to relax, to learn how to breathe, to learn how to be mechazek, looking at his good points and see good at himself. Because today, the sickness of the spirits, of the souls of people are so terrified and scared and in stress and so many fears that they don't have the vessels to contain Torah almost at all. You can sit with a person and learn with him 2, 5, 7 pages of Torah, and you help him somehow. If at the same time you're going to sit with him and going to tell him how nice he is, how cute he is, how Be'emet, really, you can work on yourself and be positive, stop criticizing yourself. Look, Hashem helped you until today. You're going to open his eyes to see the kindness, the loving kindness of Hashem Yitzvarach. It's going to be a lot more useful for that person. He needs that a lot more. For him, that's air supply. And Torah, it's nice, it's water. Torah is water, wonderful, very important. But air supply, for sure, is first. I spoke with a person that he is amazing. And his understandings in Avodat Hashem are beautiful. I'm truly saying that from my heart, because I talked to him for a long time over the phone, and I was very impressed by how that he's running his life and how that he's mamash putting all of his effort in getting closer to Hashem and to keep the advice of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he's consulting with righteous people on his life. He spoke with me on certain aspect that calls guarding the eyes, Shmirat HaEinayim. And he told me that he fails a lot in Shmirat HaEinayim, that when he sees women, it makes him confused. He's got foreign thoughts, a lot of bad thoughts, and it's very hard for him. He's suffering from those bad thoughts. So I asked him, so what's your advice? What are you doing with it? So he told me, I'm working hard on guarding my eyes. I told him, okay, sounds amazing, right? Sounds very good. Hashem helps me to see more. And I told him, and when you close your eyes, are those foreign thoughts leave you? Or that you're stuck with the same thoughts inside the box? Make you crazy? Now the box is sealed and closed and the demons are running inside. So to close the eyes, it's not helping you at all. Right? It's not helping. Why? Because the heart is contaminated, and the brain is contaminated, and the spirit is contaminated. So a person cannot work on guarding his eyes before he's healing his own soul. Because, okay, now you close the eyes and you're stuck with the madness inside, and then you're really going to lose your mind. Then, because also now you're in a harder situation, you also do your ishtadlut. And still you start with your contamination and with your foreign thoughts. So you see that the advice that the Torah gives you to guard your eyes is not helping in this generation. It's true, it's good. It is good. You need to stop yourself from falling lower. But we need to observe with the eyes of truth, with our sensitivity, and to check what is my problem. Not what the Rabbanim are saying, not what it's written in Likutei Moharan, not what's the advice of Dror, of Eisenhower, You need to check inside what's going on with me, where my problem starts, and what I feel that can help me, and why I don't do that for myself, and what can I do for myself to make it happen and to progress. And it's an individual effort, an inner point of the person that depends in his will, how much you really want to fix yourself, how much really you want to be holy, how much really you want to find yourself. And not how much you want to fulfill your obligation, and everyone's going to say, oh, he's righteous, oh, he's amazing, oh, he's religious, and I don't know what. Did they crown you as super, I don't know what. Super dos. It's better for you to find yourself, even if people are not going to like your way so much. If you're going to find yourself, Hashem's going to be happy with you. Birtzot Hashem darkei ish, when Hashem wants your path, when Hashem wants, Hashem likes the way that you walk in your life, gam oivav yashlim imo, also your enemies are going to make peace with you. Your enemies are all of the enemies. The foreign thoughts, the bad thoughts, the sadnesses, the anger, the frustration, the despair, the fears, the anxieties. Because all of those are dressing themselves with the people that you know. One time it's your wife that you're afraid of her. One time it's your parents that you're angry at them. One time it's your children that you have anxieties about what's going to happen with them in the future. And it's you reflect in them. They're your mirror. They're showing to you where you hold in Avodat Hashem. And Kud Shabarichu Libaba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. So you need to work on your heart. You need to work on your heart. And when I said that to myself, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my heart, but I don't have a heart. Because we lost our hearts. When we fell to lust for women, to Tavat Niu, we lost our hearts. Because Noef Isha Chasar Lev, a person that has lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. So now how are you going to bring back that heart? You say to Hashem, Lev Tahor Brali Elokim. Yeruach Nachon, Kadesh B'Kirbi. Hashem, I need you to create a pure heart for me and a right spirit that you're going to bring into me, that I'm going to have it. Because if you will not going to give those things to me, I will never going to have them. I can learn Torah for 18 hours a day and to have a contaminated heart. I can put all of my money into charity and stay stuck with my arrogance, with my stupidity, with my nonsense. I can do big things in life and to be so far from the purpose. So what am I doing? The only real point of connection to Hashem Yitzbarach, to the Creator, is through Yitzbodedut. Through a simple conversation that you speak to your Father in Heaven like you speak talk to your best friend, chaver, like a friend, like a brother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us brothers. You can talk to Hashem Baruch like you talk to your brother. Because when you give everything that you have to Hashem Baruch, so you and him are equal. You're together. Hashem counts you with him in the same place. When you respect your friend, the Mishnah is telling us, you need to have fear of honor to your friend like you respect your rabbi. Okay? So now when you're with your friend, that is your rabbi stands in front of you. Means you need to act like your rabbi is standing in front of you. And it's just your friend. But what's the respect that you need to respect your rabbi? Like you respect Hashem. Yehi mora rabcha kemora shamayim. You need to be afraid means to respect your rabbi like you respect Hashem. Okay, so now I was standing in front of my friend and now I respected him like I should, so I'm standing in front of my rabbi. Now that I'm standing in front of my rabbi, I need to respect him. How I'm going to respect my rabbi? Like I respect Hashem. So when you're standing in front of your friend, it's like you're standing in front of Hashem. Bechol drachecha da'eu, shiviti Hashem l'nevdi tamid. You need to stand in front of Hashem Yitzbarach 24 hours a day. Every moment of your life you need to know there's nothing in this life except of the reality, the mitzvah, the existence of the Creator, of Hashem Barach. And nothing else in the world, nothing else exists except of Hashem's being. And now I need to find Him. And what is stopping me from finding Him? My attributes, my bad midot, that I'm afraid because I don't have 100% faith in Him, that I'm scared because I don't have confidence, complete confidence, that I forget because I don't have faith, I don't remember. I need to work on my midot to fix them, and by that I'm going to be able to see the presence of Hashem, to be with Him always. When I'm going to work on my midot like that, that I'm going to move myself to the side, I'm going to clear a certain space for Hashem Yitzbarach, that it's the heart itself. Like the David HaMelech said, Libi Chalal Bekirbi, my heart is an empty space inside of myself. Because He cleaned it from all of His lusts, all of His desires, all of His selfish will, all of it's not Atzmiim that He had. He took them off, He peeled them out from His being. He worked on Himself in another situation, and in another situation. And whenever He saw that He had a certain desire or a bad will or something, He was doing tshuva, and He was screaming to Hashem Yitzbarach, please help me, please Hashem save me. And you cannot do that in Shmona Esrei, and you cannot do that in Birkat HaMazon, and you cannot do that from the Tehillim. Because you're going through trains, and you're going through storms, and you're going through roller coasters in your life. And you have to talk about what that you're going through with Hashem. Because what that you go through in your life is different than what that Baruch, and what that Baruch is different than what that Yaakov. And everyone is different. And you have to fix yourself. You have the responsibility. Like that Hillel is saying to us, Im ena nili, mili. If I'm not going to work on myself, if I'm not going to fix myself, who's going to fix me? Who's going to help me? Okay, there is a huge righteous man over there in that base midrash, and he is amazing. He cannot fix me. He can be amazing, but if I'm not going to come to him again and again and again and again and again, he will not even be able to give me a hand. I need to want. The will is the vessel to contain purity. When you want, okay. Now the process started. Now you're going to reveal your will, and you start praying, and you start doing tshuva, and you start working on your midot, and you start doing things for Hashem Yitzbarach, and thinking, and observing, and confessing, and praying, and asking, and consulting, and going, and asking, because you want. And as much as you want it more, you're going to put more effort in that search, in that task, on finding Hashem. Where is He? Where is Hashem? Where is He? What's going on? Why I cannot see Him in my limud? Why I cannot? Because you want Him. If you don't want, wonderful. You finish the shas. You don't want Hashem? No problem. You can finish the shas. What's the problem to finish shas? It's very easy. You just, every day, just read the letters or what is written over there in that way. You can even hear it today, you can hear it over the phone. Dafayomi, you can hear 7 pages a day. Benachat, in a year you complete Shas. You finish Shas. No one can say that you haven't learned, that you haven't heard. What? You were in a class, you heard a class of all Shas in 1 year, 7 pages a day. You completed Shas. Amazing. What's the problem? Yeah, exactly, like the learning Korean. Very easy. You go to a class, you hear, you learn. Finish us. It's not it. Kifum tzara agra, according to the effort, the reward is. You're going to be rewarded means you're going to be purified according to the effort that you put. And the effort, on what you put an effort, on something that you want. If you don't want that, you're not going to work for that. If you don't want it, you are not going to put no effort. But if you want it and you have to have it, you're going to put all of the power in the world to achieve it because you want it. As much as you're going to want Hashem Yitzbarach more and more and more, this is how much you're going to find Him. Karov Hashem lechol korav, Hashem is close to everyone, to everyone that calls Him with truth. As much as you're going to have words of truth when you're going to call Him, this is how much He's going to be close to you. And you can be very close. he can be so close that you will not going to be in the picture anymore. That it's going to be only him. That you wanted him with all of your being, and then he becomes with you. And then you are not part of the game anymore. You don't care about yourself, and you don't have no lackings anymore in your life, and you're full with joy because you're close to Hashem. Shasim Chabim or not, that he is full with joy, he is full with happiness, he is the source of all shefa, of all good, of all bounty. So you're close to him, so he's there. He's there, and he is wrapping you. So we need to work on our will. And we cannot work on our will with punishing ourselves and rebuking ourselves because it's depressing the will. If now you have a child and you're going to rebuke him, tell him, you're not praying like you should, you're not blessing because of Amazon like you should, you're going to kill his will. You're going to kill his will. You slaughter that child. On the moment, you literally kill him with your criticism, with your bikkurim. You need to look at the good points of that kid and say, Baruch Hashem, it's amazing, I saw Rush. Nice thing that you've done here. And then you woke him up and, okay, so it's a little bit today, but another drop here and another drop there, and with time, it's going to illuminate. It's going to illuminate. One point is joining another point, and another point is joining and joining, joining, joining. Suddenly, you have a nice, I say, Zer Parachim.
Okay.
Bouquet of flowers. Because you picked one and you picked another one and you picked another, and it's very hard. It's very hard for us as parents, and it's very hard because it's hard for us with ourselves. This is why it's hard for us with our children. You used to rebuke people because you used to rebuke yourself. Rabbi Akiva gave us that rule for all of the Torah. He told us, it's a rule for all of the Torah. That you need to love your friend like you love yourself means that your love to your friend depends in your love to yourself. If you're not used to love yourself, how are you going to love others? You're not familiar with it. You don't know how to do that. If you don't understand yourself, if you don't let yourself talk, if you don't let yourself be, if you don't accept yourself, how can you accept others? From where are you going to purchase that experience, that knowledge on how to do that? The Chacham, he is wise because he's got experience. Your experience starts with yourself. You need to give yourself time. You need to give yourself chance. You need to have hope with yourself. To let yourself be. To accept yourself. And stop with all of the sickness of criticism. Killing ourselves alive. Because of what? If you're really going to observe and check yourself, you're going to see that, Mamash, you're amazing. Every one of us, it's amazing. With all of the lackings, with all of the failures that we have, we are falling. We are falling on a daily basis, a lot of times every day. But so what? Who can expect us not to? Are we heroes, superheroes, with powers beyond human reach? Are we made out of electricity, out of fire? We're beyond this world at all? No! You eat, you have to go with that to the bathroom. Can you stop yourself? You cannot. You drank, you need to go with that to the bathroom. What? You have a body. Someone insulted you, it touched something from your childhood, something that you don't even remember, something that you don't even know. You cannot connect those two things, what he told you. He called you in a certain name. He killed your day. And you don't know why. You yourself don't know why. Just he reminded you something. Your wife just pushed a certain button in your spirit. And you don't know how, and you don't know why, and you don't want even to fall from that at all. You cannot even recognize. You didn't pay attention at all. What brought into all of your day is a mess now. And you don't know why. So now you're going to blame yourself on that. Why? Why not to understand that you're a little kid. You're a child with a very sensitive soul, very sensitive nefesh, spirit. Super sensitive, and also very hurt, also very wounded. And with all of the pain that you went through, and with all of the fears that you have, all of your lack of confidence, with all of that, you risk yourself again. And you put more effort in Avodat Hashem. That's the real point of view on life. It's not a positive point of view. That's reality. That is real. That is the truth. This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us. The Gemara is saying that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, so for sure that person is going to be, as a Zakai, innocent, innocent. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging the person with one eye of mercy. Chad ena derachameh. This is how he sees things. So now you want to say that he is wrong. No, no, he is Rahman, he is wrong. No, he is Rahman, that's the truth. He is Chotamo Emet, he is still his truth. That's the way to look at life. What do you want? Yetzara is full with criticism. All of the time he's mekatreg and saying bad things and bad things and bad things. He's the liar. He's the liar. But it's easier to listen to him. Because you haven't worked on yourself enough to connect yourself to Hashem. When you're going to be connected, well connected to Hashem, you're going to be happy. You're going to be positive. You're going to be healthy in your spirit. You're going to be positive. You're going to see good things. You're going to see because you're going to be close to Hashem. So you're going to see Hashem. When Hashem is far, you cannot see Him. But when Hashem is close, you see Him. When you're close to Hashem, you're going to recognize Hashem's godliness in people, in all of your friends, in all of your family, in yourself, in your mirror. You're going to see Hashem. That is Hashem. B'chvodo v'atzmo, Himself. That's Him. Is there something except of Hashem? No. And Hashem created the physical world. And you cannot change that. And Hashem is doing tshuva Himself. Hashem is saying to Am Yisrael in Rosh Chodesh, Haviu alai kapara. I need you to bring a sacrifice to atone for me. Hashem is saying, Haviu alai kapara. Hashem is saying that on the fact that He constricted the moon, Shutzimtzemet Alevana, that He brought down the darkness to the world. Hashem regrets on that. He's saying, Oy li shenishbati, it was a mistake that I made that oath to exile my children to between the nations. V'achshav en mi shemafer li, and now there's no one to break that vow. Hashem is screaming, Hashem is crying, Hashem, so to speak, Hashem made a mistake, Hashem made something wrong. And Hashem is doing tshuva. And Hashem is doing tshuva, and Hashem is saying, Hashem admits. Hashem accepts that on Himself, that He's done something wrong, and He's doing tshuva. When Hashem got judgment, when there are judgments in this world, happens, chas v'shalom, those judgments are the yetzer hara, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, don't judge us with your dinim. How can we tell Hashem in Barak? We need to accept it all with love, right? No. No. You can accept everything on yourself with love. But when it comes to Am Yisrael, you cannot accept the decrees that Am Yisrael are suffering with love. You cannot love the fact that poor woman, she's suffering. No way. If Chas Shalom, something happened to me, okay Hashem, I can accept that. Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu for Am Yisrael. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, he's stopping them. He's saying, no, no, no. It's them or me. Kilo, not them or me. It's me or you. I don't know. He's saying to Hashem, if you want to kill them, so kill me first. You cannot hurt them. They don't have the ability to accept your judgments. So when you pray on Am Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, you don't pray in that way that you say, no Hashem, thank you for all of the suffering that we're going through. No way. If that woman, she's not able to accept those judgments, she's Chas Shalom, a widow with 8 children now who needs to deal with life. How can she deal? So you can accept it for her with love. To say thank you on that. She's not able to say thank you. So how can you say thank you? You cannot say thank you. We need to stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and to demand and to scream and to shout and to tell Ribono Shel Olam, please cancel all judgments, all judgments, all of your anger. Why are you leading us with those midot, with anger, with judgments? Reveal your mercy, reveal your kindness on Am Yisrael. Okay, myself, what I'm going through, if you're able to say thank you, wonderful, that's the best thing. But to tell another person, on another person, thank you, on not that he's suffering, no one can say thank you on my suffering. I'm not allowing you to say thank you. I'm not saying thank you. I want you to pray for me that I won't suffer anymore. I want you to convince Hashem that I won't suffer anymore. I'm not ready to accept those judgments. So each and every one of us needs to believe Hashem wants me to convince Him to treat us, to lead us with mercy. Hashem wants us to atone for Him. Ve'ish chacham yechaperena. Ish chacham, a wise person, can bring that atone to Hashem. He can bring forgiveness to Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach Himself cannot fix. He needs us to find a path for Him, to go out from that exile, from the galut, that He is in the exile. Because He is with us in the exile. B'chol tzaratam lo tzar, He is suffering with us. Well, when we're going through constrictions, He is going through the same. He is suffering in the exile. And actually we're suffering less than Him. So we need, this is the Yeshuat Hashem, the Geulah of Hashem, the salvation of Hashem. We need to help Hashem Yitbarach Himself to be saved. Hashem Himself, Malo le'av she'egla et banav. He doesn't have nothing in His life when His children are in the exile. The Gemara is saying that. Malo le'av, what the father that exiled His children got in His life. He doesn't have nothing in His life, that father. So for Him, for you Hashem, for your honor, we're talking to you and convincing you not to lead us through those midot of anger, through those midot of judgments, that you revenge and that you punish and that you're angry. No, for you Hashem, stop. Like that, if you see Chas Shalom, a father that hits his son, you're going to go to him and tell him, listen, for you I'm saying, for you. One day your son is not going to listen to you anymore. One day your son is going to walk away. This is all of the secular people. They walked away. They don't care. Try to rebuke them. They're saying to Hashem, call to. I don't hear you. I don't listen. Who cares? You talk to them about Hashem. He says, who cares? What are you talking about? I don't care. They're not counting Hashem anymore. So for who we're fighting? For Hashem. We need to say to Hashem, Baruch Ribono Shel Olam, help us. Reveal your kindness. And don't lead us through anger and cruelty and anger. At all not. Just reveal your mercy. Just reveal your kindness. How good you are, how nice you are, how sweet you are, how pleasant you are, how beautiful, amazing, everything, gorgeous you are. Just reveal that in the world. And for who? For you. We're arguing with Hashem Yitbarach for Him, for His sake, for His children. We don't lack of nothing. We live a happy life. We have everything we need. But we see His children are suffering, and we see that He is suffering, and we're stuck in the middle, so we need to compromise. We need to bring peace between Father in Heaven and His children. Okay? Go to work. Shut up. Thank you.
We need to go to tell Hashem Yitbarach exactly what that I said now in class in your own words. You need to go to Hashem and to tell Him, listen, Hashem, that neighbor of mine, she's not able to deal. She cannot deal with that situation, Hashem. She cannot. And if you're going to keep on pushing her, also her children will not going to be able to deal with the situation. And they will all going to fall. All of that family. And if that family is going to fall, it's going to drag other families down. Because they are so-called religious. And if people are going to see religious people are suffering, it's Chilul Hashem. You're disgracing your own name, Hashem. You're ruined for yourself, Hashem.
You say that woman.
That woman? Are you religious or not? If you're not religious, you tell her, I love you. Everything is okay. Everything is going to be okay. Don't worry, Hashem loves you. I know, sometimes it's hard. If you're religious, you tell her,
Bezot Hashem, Bezot Hashem, I hear you, I hear you, I understand.
But if you're a human being, so you tell her, listen, Achoti, my sister, I love you, and Hashem loves you, and we're your family, and my wife is your sister, and I'm your brother, and whatever you need, we're always here for you, and tell me what's going on, and how can you help, and this is it, you do whatever you can. But after it, that you know that actually you haven't done nothing in that poor woman's life, you go to Hashem, because He can change it in a minute. He can do everything. So you go to Him and tell Him, what? I've done what that I could. But I'm not able to do nothing. You don't give me no powers. But you have all of the powers, so Kadima.
Yala. Tell Hashem, Yala. הוא אמר, אני הבאתי לו רשימות שלמות, יש עוד הפרטים מהשיטה הזאת, אותו דבר. הוא אומר, כל מה שאני משנה שזה לא לפי זה, הוא בא אליו לפי זה. הוא אומר, למה אתה יודע לך? למה אתה יודע לזה? הוא בן אדם הזה הגיע בתשע, למה אתה יודע לזה? הוא בן אדם הזה הגיע בעשר. כל אחד מהכם. אנשים קיבלו מסכום, אתה יכול לך את זה. יש, קראת השקי בטחתי של לבקש קשר. אולי?
I can go now and
Yeah, one more move, we'll go back. Don't you say, I'll go back.